time for the first edition of this for November. Returning champion from last week, Anya, did not want to give Fionnuala guff, empathised with her.
Thank
Females
you,
are doing it for themselves.
Just disgusted. I was doing well. I think it was two wrong overall and shot down and didn't realise and forgot that a clavicle was the collarbone and it was all terrible.
Running through back some of the weeks to give you an eclectic mix of Tuesday quiz winners. While you're hearing these, iradio.ie/quiz. Just Google iRadio quiz. You will find how to play. You can play on your laptop, your phone, tablet. If it has an internet connection, you can play 10 questions, multiple choice, rapid fire. Google right now, iRadio quiz. Last week, Anya. The week before, DC and Ford 0-1. The week before that, King of the Gaff. The week before that, DC and Ford 0-1. Didn't manage to do the two in a row, but two over 3 weeks ain't bad. Shannon had a victory on the 28th of September. Big Tom's a superstar. Came in, blazed the quiz, and we haven't heard that name since. We're looking forward to what happens this week. I can tell you that chicken breast sandwich is in the Tuesday quiz waiting room ready to go. Also joined, ready to go, is Declan Nerney's big toe.
Okay. I don't know what, if you're going to go for a body part, I would have gone with Declan Nerney's hair, but that's your own choice.
Well, I haven't been able to get through everyone in the waiting room, so Declan Nerney's big hair might be there as well.
Hopefully, if you're looking for it. We do appreciate a good, funny quiz name, but keep it something we can broadcast, please.
Gurching College is in the Tuesday quiz waiting room, ready to go as well.
Great times. I hope you do the college proud.
Toasty is there. The Don of the Parish is there. They're all out today for the Tuesday quiz, Fionnuala.
But are they going to get 10 out of 10 right? Because as I said, Dave, that's what it takes. That's the standard that has been set on the Tuesday quiz. It's all about being quick and correct. Not enough to just be correct. You have to be very quick as well.
iradio.ie/quiz. As David messages us, Dave, why have you not took part yet, sir? Well, someone has to do the quiz. Someone has to run it. Someone has to come up with the questions.
Well, I mean,
someone has to give Fionnuala loads of guff about getting geography questions incorrect.
I'll have a question on that for you in a second. I mean, I would be open to taking on the Tuesday quiz hosting mantle.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
No.
Is that after my performance, Posh Bob?
Do you have any other follow-up questions?
Are there coastline questions in today's quiz?
How could I possibly tell you that?
Okay.
How? It's going to be a good one. And we begin. Oh, we begin soon. iRadio.ie/quiz. 3, 2, 1. Question Ivra Hain. In 2011, Azealia Banks released a song called What? 1-2-1-2-1-2-4-1-2-4-20.
How is it 10 years ago?
December 2011, this song was released. Azealia Banks with the 212 only peaked at number 7 in Ireland. Declan Nerney's Big Toe in second, Fionnuala in first. Which of these is not an item of crockery? Cup, saucer, plate, spoon. If you're from not crockery in Roscommon, you don't know the answer to this. Which of these is not an item of crockery? That'd be a spoon.
Nice. Of cutlery, I believe.
Well done, Fionnuala. Thanks for the follow-up information there. The Mediterranean island of Sicily is part of which country? Italy, Spain, France, Greece. Geography question.
I'm pretty confident on this one.
What have you went with?
Italy.
Ooh, Fionnuala.
Oh,
spicy.
Good lord.
You're correct. Sicily is part of Italy. Fincy stays on top. Buzz in second. Frank in third. Declan Nerney's Big Toe in fourth. Proverbially, what does a bad workman always blame? His boss, his co-workers, his tools, his van.
Should be a bonus option for all of the above. They'll find any sort of excuse.
John Travolta sitting in sixth. Siobhan's super husband in fifth. Question 4. Proverbially, a bad workman always blames his tools. 4.4% going for co-workers, 3.5% going for boss. As we move to question five, you may be 10 in New York, 14 in London, or 42 in Paris? Question mark. Legal drinking age, housing estate speed limit, dress size, average cost of steak sandwich.
That's a great question.
It's cryptic.
Because I got it right.
10 in New York, 14 in London, 42 in Paris. That would be dress size. 78% going right. Finn C staying on top as we move to question six. What is the main vitamin found in a carrot? Vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin C, vitamin Z.
This is where I fall down.
A,
home economics knowledge
K,
gone.
C, Z, A, K, C, Z. The main vitamin found in a carrot is A. And that's the one that plays a crucial role in vision, protein. We don't have time, but vitamin A is the correct answer. Fanulo drops down in the leaderboard. Frank stays on top, or goes to top. Question seven. What name is given to a baby shark? Sow, buck, pup, kitten, tension, goes up.
Might as well give up now, like. I know I'll keep going.
Name given to a baby shark?
A pup.
A pup shark. 75% going right. Frank on top. Emma M in second. Onion third. Where has Declan Nerney's big toe gone? As we move to question eight. What do the letters HP stand for in the name of the brown sauce? Heinz proper, Houses of Parliament, horsepower, helps people.
I think this is a trick question.
If you study the bottle, it's actually on it. HP.
Yeah.
Houses of Parliament, 78% going for Heinz proper. My God, massive change at the top of the table. Jonathan Williams goes first as we move to question nine. If A is first, what position is J in the alphabet? 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. Get out your fingers and count quickly.
I've just done that and I think I still got it wrong.
What position is J in the alphabet? 10th. It is 10th. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. John Williams stays top. Murty Boy in second. Frank in third as we move to the final question. What does a pomologist study? The moon, fruit, crowd behaviour, sound, for the win. Who's going to do it? What does a pomologist study? A pomologist studies fruit. If I do say so myself, that was a beautifully varied choose the quiz.
That was really good. Dress size question, fantastic. Pomologist question, beautiful. But why, oh why, did I not remember from my home economics days that carrots have vitamin A?
That was the biggest fall I've seen.
Yeah.
In all of the choose the quizzes. 78% plus getting it wrong. Going for the first option, which I didn't think people would fall for. I thought if I put in vitamin D, there was a couple of vitamins I just didn't put in because I thought, oh, people will fall for that and then you'll be going, oh, what a dick. So I don't know what to say. You fell. You fell at the hurdle.
Oh, I fell badly. Fell badly. And I cannot believe the Heinz. And I knew when I clicked, the second I clicked Heinz proper, I was like, no, that's wrong.
Oh, so many people.
Straight away.
So many people went for Heinz proper.
Oh.
It was hilarious. Hilarious.
I hate it.
Fanula, where did you come?
9th.
Yeah. In the top 10, it's all right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Going from 5th to 1st, Nick Foy in 5th. Jonathan Williams actually in 6th, because he was leading for a little bit there. In 4th, from the USA. In 3rd, I do believe our returning Choose the Quiz champion. Back on the podium, it's Anya. Blanche in 2nd. But I do believe yet another unique Choose the Quiz winner.
Man Frank.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fanula. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.